Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. It is our last stretch of this morning's show, and we're doing that today with Texas wheat producer Stilly Fischbacher. And Stilly, thanks again for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a really busy year for our wheat producers. I know they're watching their crops and, you know, keeping track of what's going on out in the field. So what do you have for us in way of an update for that?
Well, I guess I'll start with our crop conditions from USDA. They held pretty stable since last week. So we're still rated 57% good to excellent, 30% fair, and 13% poor to very poor. We are hearing concerns from the field of, you know, dryness and drought faced with hot weather as well, kind of a combination there, especially in the Panhandle and Rolling Plains, a lot of concerns about needing a rain in the next week or so. Also, we have been getting additional reports of the impact of freeze damage. According to Dr. Jordan Bell, our agronomist here in the Panhandle, she thinks the region as a whole probably will lose no more than 10% off the average yield that was expected with this crop. She did point out that many fields, you know, had significant damage and would be an impact to a producer at a higher level, specifically in the southern Panhandle and a few of those counties where they had higher levels of damage, and suspects that most of those fields will be cut for either hay or wheatage, so maybe taken to a different option other than grain. In terms of harvest, harvest is kind of wrapping up in parts of the coastal bend and still a few days away as we start to move further north into the Blacklands. So that's something that we've been keeping track of and we'll continue to monitor. As of last week, our weekly export sales report, we had an increase there week over week. A good spot to kind of pay attention to as we move into the close of our marketing year. One thing I did want to point out is that we did see an additional sale to Brazil in there. We're hoping that that's part of the tariff rate quota issue that we worked on here at Texas Wheat, and we're able to get pushed through an agreement with Brazil to implement a tariff rate quota that we can capitalize on. So when you look at our year-over-year exports to Brazil, they're actually up 122% for this marketing year versus last one. So definitely moving in the right direction there and a bright spot that we can look to for further growth for hard red winter wheat exports.
All right, great. Yeah, definitely. That's what we call in agriculture a mixed bag right now.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I know we've been talking a lot about new programs for our producers, but there are still those great existing programs that they can take part in. Do you have any updates on those?
Yeah, we have a few updates, things that producers should be watching. Number one, we just got an announcement from USDA last week that they have now authorized their county FSA offices to approve WIP Plus applications. So if you have submitted an application to WIP Plus, which was a disaster program that can look at 2018 and 2019 crops based on if you had a disaster on your farm, those applications can now be approved for excessive moisture and drought. And so those two designations were added at the end of 2019, so they're relatively new, and they've been accepting applications but not approving them. And so this should help move that process forward. We do know that several farmers out there are struggling with low commodity prices, and specifically these previous losses, if you had an application in, I think you should be receiving that aid soon. I think that's a step in the right direction. If you have interest in the WIP Plus program and you were affected by maybe drought or one of those other covered losses, definitely be talking to your local FSA office to try to get an application in. Also, an update on ARC and PLC, specifically for PLC. From month to month, we do get estimates of what that PLC payment rate will be for wheat. Now that we are nearing the end of our marketing year, we have additional confidence in those estimates because most of the sales for the year have been factored in. And so KSU is actually estimating that that PLC payment rate that will be paid out in October of this year will be 88 cents per bushel. So it still could move a little bit between now and when it's announced in August. But right now, that's what they're projecting, is an 88 cents per bushel payment for wheat PLC. So that could be very helpful as well. We do know when we see those higher payments made through the PLC program, what that tells us is that our farmers are not receiving the prices that they need in the market. So, again, a mixed bag, but additional help should be on the way in terms of those FSA programs.
All right. Yeah, great. Always good programs there and good information. If anyone needs more information on those programs, they can visit the TexasWheat.org website for more. And, you know, right now we've kind of been looking for fun things to get our mind off of what's been going on in the world. And one way to do that is producers still have a chance to apply for that National Wheat Yield Contest.
That's right. So if you've got wheat out in the field that you think is looking pretty good, I do know we have some wheat fields around that I've seen that look pretty decent, and you're interested in participating in this National Wheat Yield Contest, they have posted the deadline for winter wheat of May 15th. And so there's more additional information about what the requirements are for entering that contest. But it is a fun event, and we did have a couple of winners from Texas last year, and we'd love to have that again. So if you're interested and looking for more information on that, please visit TexasWheat.org.
Okay, great. Yeah, it was kind of a short and sweet update today, but, you know, as always, we appreciate your time, and thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That was Silly Fishbacher with Texas Wheat Producers. I want to thank her and that organization again. They are, you know, consistently with us here every week, bringing you the latest updates around policy, crop condition, and just anything else that they can think of. So really, thank you again to Texas Wheat Producers and Silly Fishbacher. That is going to wrap up the Monday edition of the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We will be here again tomorrow morning, bright and early, to do it all over again. I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director Shannon Gray, and remember, please go out there and make it a great day.